Then he reaches across, because, you know, we've separated a little bit.
Right.
He reaches across, and very gently, he caresses my face. And then he says to me, in his beautiful voice, "That was some damn good." Hello, I'm Bim Adewunmi.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perkins. We're writers and cultural critics.
And we're the hosts of a brand new podcast from BuzzFeed called First Aid Kit. We're all very familiar, I think, with lust, mm-hmm. and desire, mm-hmm. and in my language, fancying someone. Mm-hmm. Those things are the situation as is, okay? That's a state of being, okay?
Right,
you're
right.
Lust after someone, you desire someone.
Right.
For me, first is the performance of that desire.
Bim says, and I quote, "We're about to watch Star Trek again. I'm excited to see John Cho. Finally, it feels Christmassy. In my pants." And then she has a little smiley face.
Not enough women talk about their lust. Like, a lot of women keep it under wraps because
yeah.
whether or not they've been told explicitly to.
Right.
You know, it's like good girls don't.
Right.
Right?
But good girls do.
Right.
Very well.
Very well. The first time I saw him walk, I had a distinct twang in my lower belly, and at first I thought it was hunger, and then I realized, oh, it's hunger. All
no,
right.
That wasn't a twang, that was a strum. That was just like a little like
strumming my pain with anyway,
he can make it tremble with rage, he can make it just kind of flop like, oh, I'm really into you, I know you like my hair, look at me pull my fingers through it. Like, he's just amazing. This show is gonna validate your thirst,
serve you a bowl of eye candy,
and introduce you to our very thirsty friends.
He looks like he was born out of a vat of cocoa butter.
I just
want to roll my body all over him to just get extra moisturized in the morning. You know what I mean?
I want to suck your lips until your hips start. We know what that means.
Right.
And that means he hitting it right.
I haven't even seen the whole of this film. I've just seen this one shot of this tiger, and I'm like, damn, he's thick. He is so hot.
The best way I can explain my thirst for Storm is everywhere she goes, everywhere she steps, every comic book run she is in, she knows herself. And that's so attractive.
It really is life-changing to see yourself in someone on screen.
100%.
And to see a dark-skinned black woman being loved on, being taken care of.
Right.
And even just engaging in some really good, steamy makeout sessions.
Right.
I've been looking for this and I didn't even realize
That's exactly it. And so when we think about who we fancy and why we fancy them, this idea that it's some kind of, you know, divine law that is passed down, you know, the Sermon on the Mount or whatever, you know,
right, yeah.
you know, tablets coming from heaven. That's not true. The fact of the matter is you fancy who is put in front of you. So it's proximity, it's access.
Dear listener, grab your straws and ice water.
Yes.
Get a Kleenex or two.
Yep.
And get ready. Because Thursday, November 2nd. Oh, excuse me. Thursday, November 2nd. Wherever you find your favorite podcast, you'll find us at Thirst Aid Kit.
Thirst Aid Kit, a podcast about what we do when we lust out loud. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm laughing with my tongue fully out.
Yes, the Cardi B laugh.
The Cardi B laugh of filth. Oh.
Hello, listener. Dahlia Lithwick here, host of Amicus, that's Slate's podcast on the courts and the law and democracy and the rule of law. This May, our team will be publishing a special project that we are calling How Originalism Ate the Law. This neutral and academic-sounding methodology of looking at the law is, in fact, anything but neutral. Originalism is to the conservative legal movement what peanut butter is to jelly. As we're going to show you over the course of this project, originalism has been both cover and calling for conservative justices and judges to radically overhaul the lives of millions of Americans. And while they claim to be the apolitical interpreters of the Constitution and its author's intents, they have overturned Roe, radically expanded gun rights, and eviscerated voting rights. Across Slate.com and the Amicus podcast, we're going to be tackling questions like, where did originalism come from? Why has it taken over? Are progressive originalists really a thing? And am I allowed to have an opinion on originalism? Spoiler, the answer to that last question, you are. To celebrate the launch of this big project, we are running a special 2-week-long free trial of Slate Plus on Apple Podcasts. As a member, you'll get exclusive episodes from How Originalism Ate the Law, plus ad-free listening to all of your favorite Slate podcasts. Join now by clicking Try Free at the top of the Amicus show page or visit slate.com/amicusplus to get access wherever you listen.